Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're tracking our democracy in historic times. With less likelihood enough Republican senators would vote to convict former President Donald Trump in an impeachment trial, Virginia's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says he'd introduce a resolution censuring Trump if at least 10 Republicans join in. Some Senate Democrats are considering a shortened trial. President Joe Biden continued the fast pace of new executive orders yesterday.
I'm going to go over and sign that now.
Biden's close to 40 executive orders in his first week in office is a new record. Trump signed 5 in the same period. Some Republicans are quick to characterize Biden's pace as tyrannical, but political science experts know that many of Biden's executive orders reverse controversial Trump policies or simply reinstate some from the Obama administration that Trump had countermanded, 17 in Trump's first year. The president's new orders make fighting climate change a key piece of his administration's agenda.
It's about jobs, good-paying union jobs. It's about workers, building our economy back better than before. It's a whole-of-government approach. Put climate change at the center of our domestic, national security, and foreign policy.
Biden said he'll use the federal government's purchasing power and buy a large number of zero-emission vehicles, hoping to create 1 million new jobs in the American auto industry. The orders do have some impact, but Biden's $2 trillion climate plan, the primary engine for green job creation, is expected to face strong opposition in Congress. His other actions put a hold on new leases for oil and gas drilling in offshore waters and on public land, create a government-wide focus on reducing greenhouse gases, and a new commission focused on environmental justice. According to Rabbi Daniel Schwartz, who heads the Coalition on the Environment and Jewish Life, the moves reflect an understanding that the climate, economic growth, and environmental harms to communities of color are all connected.
There's a recognition that you have to be thinking about climate not just in one particular place, but across agencies. And there's a recognition of this crucial problem of environmental justice.
The Senate grilled Biden's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, about a speech she gave 2 years ago at Savannah State University's Confucius Institute. Dozens of these institutes across the country offer Chinese language classes and face criticism for allegedly being centers of Chinese propaganda.
The fact that this was associated with the Confucius Institute was truly a huge mistake on my part. It was done so that I could continue my commitment to engage with historical Black colleges.
Thomas Greenfield was clear America must counter the rise of China. Veteran diplomats praise her. She has 35 years of experience as a foreign service officer, most recently as top U.S. diplomat for African affairs. The Department of Homeland Security issued a rare national terrorism warning based on new information indicating the U.S. faces increased threats against elected officials in the wake of the Capitol riot on January 6th. Andrea Sears contributed reporting. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Broutellum. Thanks for listening.